A story appeared in one of the Sunday papers today which alleged that the Taoiseach had rapped the Garda Commissioner for his inactivity in relation to Shannon Airport and security of US planes there. Is there any truth in that?
There's absolutely no truth in that. The story in question suggests that both the Taoiseach and myself directed the Garda Commissioner to go to Shannon Airport. That's wholly untrue. The question of us being angry with the Taoiseach, with the Garda Commissioner rather, is wholly untrue as well. And it's a very unfortunate story, and I deeply regret the fact that it was published.
On the wider question, your party leader, Thornish, had a go at people who were protesting against American foreign policy. Do you agree with her?
Well, she carefully distinguished between the great majority of people who participated in recent demonstrations and a minority of people who, she said, were motivated by anti-American an anti-American agenda. And of course she's right on that. I mean, there are people like Mr. Boyd Barrett, for instance, who's a Marxist trade union official. There are other people who in the past opposed, for instance, the last effort to get Saddam Hussein out of Kuwait. I mean, it would be very, very instructive if RTE would actually go back and ask all of the protagonists in the present procedure why they didn't support the UN and fully mandated UN intervention on the last occasion. There are a lot of people now saying that all they want is UN backing for an operation. When it was available on the last occasion, they still condemned it outright in equally belligerent terms. The Irish government's position is very simple. We support completely the position of the United Nations Secretary General Kofi Annan, who, by the way, and this should be absorbed too, has stated repeatedly that any chance of cooperation by the Iraqi regime is only arising out of the fact that there has been a military build-up in the area. And those people who have opposed the military build-up in the area are effectively pulling the rug out of the position of the UN and of Kofi from under him and Kofi Annan as well, because he has stated that any chance of getting a satisfactory peaceful outcome from this encounter, which we all aspire to, depends completely on the perceived legitimate threat of force in order to vindicate the will of the international tribunal, and that is that the international community, rather, and that is that the people of Iraq and their should effectively be freed from a government which is flouting the international rule of law.
Do you believe that these protests are organised by lefties, aided and abetted by lefties in RTE?
No, I don't. No, not at all. I don't think that RTE is as left-wing as it once was. But I mean, there are people who were. And outright Stalinists until the Berlin Wall fell, let's remember that, and suddenly they pretended that they weren't people who supported Stalinist communist policies in Europe, and they now pretend that they are neutral towards the United States. Of course they're not. So I think that the Thornister was quite right in pointing out that some people are hoping to galvanize the great majority of the protesters who were protesting for good reasons based on their own conscientious view of the situation into an anti-American posture, and anybody who thinks that that is not the case is very, very naive.
They're protesting for moral reasons, most of them.
Yes, that's the point I'm making. But I'm saying that there is a hardcore of Marxists and post-Marxists who are deeply bitter and deeply hostile to America. They are the people who, on the last occasion, when the UN mandated intervention in Iraq, equally condemned that intervention. And it amazes me, I'm totally amazed that a group of people who see themselves on the left of the political fringe should support a man who butchered his own people, gassed them, who took out at his party conference those who opposed him and had them machine gunned in the yard outside, and that we have film records of that event taking place. And these people suddenly see him as a champion of small nations against large nations. I regard that as grotesque. I finish, if I can, by saying this, that when in 1938-39 there was a huge appetite for peace, but there are some people who cannot be appeased. And when Chamberlain waved his piece of paper in 1938 and said peace in our time and was received by the King of England on the balcony of Buckingham Palace, there were people who knew that appeasing Hitler was a mistake, and I say that appeasing Saddam Hussein is a big mistake, and I agree completely with the Thornister that the Irish people should remember where democracy lies in all this, where basic morality lies in all this, and supporting or perpetuating the Saddam Hussein regime in Iraq is not a moral cause, it's a deeply immoral cause, in my view.
Minister for Justice, Michael McDougall.